Welcome back, everyone, to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. In this episode, I am going to share something very personal about my life. I started this podcast in episode 1, sharing my story in living a life with anxiety. How an overflowing plate of work, school, and life's responsibilities had led me to an unplanned ER visit. I share my story, my struggles, and my successes so that what happened to me doesn't happen to anyone that listens to this. I've said this before. Every single day is consistent work when you live a life with a mental illness. It's not something you work on Monday and then touch base with it on Thursday night and then check back in on the weekend. It's every single day waking up and committing to living your best life with a mental illness as the forefront. So with that being said, I'm taking you back to August 14th, 2016. I woke up on this day with so many different emotions, so many different feelings, and so many different thoughts racing around my head. This was the day that I was going on my first date with my then Match.com 100% match, who then became my husband less than 2 years later. Before I tell you the story of me and Scott's first date, I'm going to start at the end of the date by telling you that I never felt more not alone in all of my life than the moment Scott told me his story. Okay, so let's begin. I walked into the restaurant on August 14th, 2016, and before my very eyes was the most genuine, kind, sweet, and full of positive energy person that I ever met. As I pushed open the doors, there he was, in his khaki shorts, blue running shoes, blue polo shirt, and the biggest ocean blue eyes that I've ever seen. His smile was as big as his arms that were waiting for me to come into, and when we did embrace, I knew my heart had found its home. I am by no means endorsed by Match.com, but for any introverted single ladies listening to this episode, your match is out there, girl. So we sit down and got lost in conversation for hours. We talked so much that we didn't even eat. We just talked. Now, keep in mind, I hadn't dated in 4 years. I was just coming off of the height of my panic attacks, and I had just started driving again 6 months ago. I was an anxious mess, but there was something about Scott that delivered a sense of calmness. I felt completely like my old self before the panic attacks. I learned so much about a complete stranger in the 3.5 hours that we were together. But it was the last thing that he said to me that had me looking through wedding magazines as soon as I got home that night. I told Scott on our first date what I was going through over the last year. My trip to the ER, my panic attacks, my inability to drive my car, the loss of my job, relying on friends and family to get me from point A to point B, and so on. Talk about a dream wife. When I picked my head up from telling him my 5-star story, and obviously something you don't put on your Match.com profile, my eyes met his and he smiled, almost saying the words, "That's it?" without actually saying them. I never felt more not alone in all of my life than the moment Scott told me his story. Scott struggled with multiple tragic losses, a slew of personal obstacles, financial struggles, and he too was living a life with a mental illness, depression. Depression affects 264 million people globally of all ages. Depression is in fact the major leading contributor to the overall global burden of disease. And 50% of all people who die by suicide suffer from major depression. I knew that Scott came into my life for a reason, but I didn't know that both of us living lives with mental illnesses would connect us. After all, if 1 in 5 Americans have a mental illness, well, we were a table of two with two of them. As the days, weeks, months, and then years leading up to today had passed, Living together wasn't our only challenge. It was understanding both of our mental illnesses and how we were going to live with them together instead of separately. Our game plan was simple, not easy, but simple. We had to disclose everything that triggered our mental illnesses, what happens when we are in fight or flight mode, and we had to support each other, no matter what. There were plenty of events we missed out on because one of us wasn't up to it, and there were plenty of weekends where we sat in our small condo because we didn't want to face the world. Scott had repeatedly told me, "It's okay that you don't want to do dot dot dot. It's perfectly fine if you don't want to dot dot dot." I knew dating was going to be difficult before I even started, because I had to tell the person on the other side of the table who I was, all of who I was. For me, it was embarrassing to be 33 years old and not having the desire to drive anywhere unless I absolutely had to. It was frustrating to tell my story again and again in order to make someone understand the real Michelle. Lucky for me, I only had to do it once. And on September 9th, 2017, at that very restaurant and at that same table, Scott asked me to marry him. Our mess has turned into our message to so many people. Scott and I are huge ambassadors for the NAMI organization, National Alliance on Mental Illness. Scott runs in races, raising funds for those in need of support for mental illness. We've been featured in health and wellness magazines. This podcast streams on 7 different platforms. I've spoken at women's events on living my life with anxiety. And together, we are proof that there is always hope. Mental illness chooses its strongest soldiers to latch onto. We don't know why this happens to us. We don't love its presence in our lives. And we don't always know the triggers. But it's more of what we know about it than what we don't. We know that we are stronger than we think because the day before today, we accomplished something small about ourselves, which is a big win to us. We know that we are not the only people out in the world that have the symptoms of anxiety or depression or any other mental illness for that matter. We know that when we each tell our story, we impact just one more person that either is impacted themselves or impacts someone that they know. We've decided to stop the stigma on mental illness and started sharing our stories. Until then, my friends, keep sharing your story and keep thriving.